live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Karosh Farazad, the Managing Director of Farazad Advisory, and we're going to talk through all things real estate, hospitality, investments. I know you're in Europe, North America, Asia Pacific. You are a veteran in structure financing, engineering, challenging structures within real estate transactions. Like, we're going to go into all these things. I'm very interested to hear the state of how everything is. I know you recently moved to Switzerland. We can talk through that too. But first, though, I'd love to understand what was the spark around your obsession with hospitality and real estate? And was it a specific moment that influenced you?
That's actually a very good question. I've always been involved. I've always had a passion for real estate, but I've always had even more of a passion for hospitality. Seeing different hotels when I travel a lot, but prior to getting engaged with the hospitality arena and on the real estate side, I just had this passion that putting real estate and hospitality into one sentence just sparked my attention. One of the elements was there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes to create a value of a hotel. And that's really what that drove me into getting involved in the business. And more specifically, you know, being in the hospitality industry, you have to be hospitable, so to speak. So that was also another drive, because I'm a people's person, or at least I think I'm a people's person. And it carried weight for me to explore the idea and tap into it. And I tapped into it about almost two decades ago.
Hey, well, that's nice. If you're into hospitality, you can travel around the world, and going to all these amazing hotels is really, information you need. So you're kind of working and having fun at the same time. When it comes to hotels and hospitality, when you look at what you want to invest in, are there certain things that you're looking for?
Yes, 100%. First of all, we look for opportunities that are value add and upside. We don't look for core assets. And what that means in plain simple English is any hotel that is just brand new and is already stabilized, it's not for us. We look for hotels that don't have a brand on it, like your Marriott's, your Accor's, your Hilton's, so on and so forth. We go in, we look at the opportunity, we see how we can revamp the opportunity by bringing in a franchise operator. We don't deal with long-term relationships like hotel management agreements. We look for 10-year operators or 10-year franchises implementing food and beverage concepts that correlates with that hotel, with that region, and gives options for the guests to have a variety when they come in to experience the hotel. And then we keep it for about minimum 3 to 5 years is our objective, and mostly gateway cities in Western Europe. We do case by case other destinations, but it's really the gateway cities where there's a high penetration of inward tourists.
So let's say you have some hotel owners out there who are like, you know, I would love to be involved in this. You know, I would love to get either an investment or roll up, or however you would structure it. What would you say to these owners as to something that you're looking for? Do they need a certain amount of locations? Does it need to be a certain amount of rooms? Are there certain metrics that you're looking at?
Very good question again. Yes, we look for at least a minimum of 85 rooms and above. Maximum is 200, because anything above 200 becomes a room factory, as we call it. Okay, it's just, you're not going to be able to get that relationship, the hospitality experience. Of course, the larger hotels can, but we're not, you know, those large groups. We are more smaller and we're leaner, and we care for the assets. And therefore, what our objective is, if a hotelier, a current owner says, listen, I don't have the bandwidth to do what you guys do. Okay, we don't go and purchase the hotel 100% outright. We give a minority stake as our local sponsor, unless we have other local sponsors within the parameters of that hotel or within that region, I should say. And if it makes sense, then we keep them on board for, let's say, 20 or 30% of the, you know, of the ask price. So for example, if a hotel is, for the sake of this conversation, if it's $10 million, we say, okay, we will pay you $8 million. $2 million we won't pay you, and the 20% remains yours, but then you get the upside of it. What is that upside? Is post stabilization and the value add, the elements that I've already described by revisioning the food and beverage concept, putting a brand in there, putting it into a reservation motor or engine. Then what happens is that you automatically generated a good revenue post the investment. And that is, you know, that could range from, subject to jurisdictions, it can go from anywhere from 1.8 to 3% or 3x of your money. Okay. So that's a pretty good return if you think about it. Is it always like that? No, it's not always like that. We try to be very, very, very conservative with our numbers, but achieve the end results and to make sure that not only we're satisfied, but the exit buyer that's going to purchase that hotel from us is satisfied, knowing the fact that they're getting something that can run for at least a decade post us selling it to them.
Being in the hospitality industry previously myself, I can relate to the fact that many of these companies, they don't stay up with technological trends, or like you said, building a brand, marketing. There's a lot of things that they don't do. I know a lot of people that say, I want to just open up a hotel, but don't realize how hard it is and how much work goes into it. So if you were to look at, you know, the perfect hotel that you visit, what are you looking for, or maybe even an example of a hotel that really wows you?
Customer experience or guest experience is the most important thing. The moment the guest enters to check in, that's when you've caught the guest's attention. If you let that guest go, check in, and then go out to have their cocktails or to have their snacks, you've lost that guest. That's the way I look at it. So technically, it's like a mousetrap formula. Once your guest enters your premises, you have to hold them there for 24 hours. By doing that, meaning you have to have options for them, okay? So options means what type of all-day dining is your hotel providing? What type of a signature restaurant that correlates with the brand, that correlates with the region, and the story within that hotel is providing? And on top of that, you have the nightcap. You know, every restaurant, every hotel must have a decent bar, okay? Because these are revenue generators. You can't just rely on the RevPAR and the ADR and your occupancy. You also have to rely on what other revenue generators or models you've implemented in the hotel. And to answer your other question with regards, what experience have I seen? One of the best experiences I've had goes to the SLS Dubai. From the moment, and this hotel was built several years ago, and it's magnificent. From the moment you enter the hotel, you have options, and the customer care, it's just mind-blowing. Of course, everyone says, well, Dubai has the best service all around the world. It's like Singapore, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it does. But customer attention is important. Just by providing a service and not attention to detail is not the same thing. And this is where SLS would probably be one of those hotels that I really enjoyed. And, you know, it has my heart. Of course, there are other hotels that I could think of, but that one, yeah, that captivated me to use that as the first brand.
It's amazing how when you think of a trip, I don't really remember much about that trip, but I always remember the hotel. Like, you know, I see so many castles or churches or sites that to me, they all start to feel the same. But I really, really pay attention, like what you're saying, to the hotel. And if the experience of the hotel is great, then I tell people to go back to that city. It's not even just about the hotel. Sometimes it's like the whole city is represented by the hotel. I'm curious about your experiences just in business in general. Was there ever a time where you said, you know what, I'm just going to give up? Or maybe a challenge that was just so big, but you were able to solve it?
A zillion times. And if I told you no, I would be lying to you. A zillion times. I have fall flat in my face many times. And I've managed to get up and just clean myself up and get back to business as usual. And I think this is one of the reasons why some people call me a bit too abrasive. It's not being abrasive. I just know the business. And that's only because of the experiences I've had, both bad and good, more bad than good. And those elements of bad experiences and bad decision makings or bad investments puts you into a better perspective when it comes to the opportunity. So there is no business that, in my experience at least, and I think the right players, if you speak to them, they will probably say the same thing. Without failure, there's no success. And those failures are what got me into the position that I'm, gratefully, I can say today, you know, relocating the company to Switzerland was a very quick decision. And that decision was based on the fact that we weren't beginning to see limited value add, or as I call it, not to be disrespectful towards the UK, we outgrew UK market. Okay. So we needed a little bit more opportunities in terms of transactions, in terms of assets, and in terms of mindset. UK was a little bit, or it still is going through a correctional phase. And I think that correctional phase is going to take at least 7, 8, 9 years before it revamps itself. So therefore, we didn't want to ride the negative wave. And that's why Switzerland was one of those ideas. And with that said, we physically moved everything and relocated in December 2024. And we signed up our first assets in Switzerland last month. So it kind of shows you how quickly things can move if the right decisions are made. And, you know, the same type of a story when it comes to Switzerland versus the UK, a transaction this magnitude in London would have taken us 6 months. Over here, it's taken us 5 weeks. So it kind of tells you the story in a nutshell. One, great partners. Two, great location. Three, efficiency. And four, transparency. These four elements within the formula got us to where we are today, and we're super grateful for it.
Yeah, I heard some news around, I don't know, 10,000, 11,000 millionaires just left the UK.
There is a lot of truth in it. And I mean, we still have offices in London, so it's a rep office now because most of our people have been relocated and actually to Switzerland. We still have a few more people there, which the relocation process is going to take place. But going back to your initial question, you're not hearing false information. When you're physically on the ground, and now when I go back, I see what's going on the ground. And I'm like, oh, my God, I used to be one of them. Everyone's just miserable. And I feel really bad for them. I was one of those people. I would go to work like, you know, another day at the office, you're just kind of freaking out because you don't know where this is going. So it is unfortunately, as charming as London is, and as always will be a charming city, it's just going through a process and it just needs a little bit of tender loving care, TLC.
Yeah, we were just in Switzerland and a friend of mine, he had moved to Zug and he was like, I love it here. My kids walk to school and it's super safe and it's amazing. And we went around the lake and I was like, this is an absolute beautiful place to live. Probably the most expensive place I've ever been on vacation. Zurich was quite expensive, but great experience with hospitality. People were amazing. I'm curious though, my last question to you is around inspiration. So if somebody comes to you and they say, look, I'm not, maybe I haven't started my hotel or restaurant, or I don't have the real estate for you to invest in yet, but I want to get there. I want to get to a place where you see us as something. I'm just starting out. What advice would you give to them?
Start small and believe in what you're doing. That's really what I can say. Just start small. It's, you know, a baby doesn't start doing, you know, marathons from the day they're born. They have to crawl first and then walk and then start.
One of the best things I've ever done for my personal growth was picking up a new language. Whether you're traveling, leveling up your career, or just love learning, speaking another language opens up many doors. And Rosetta Stone makes it easier, more immersive, more fun. It's the leading language learning program available right on your desktop or mobile. Rosetta Stone helps you learn naturally, just like you picked up your first language, through real-world context and conversation. Just practical skills you can use right away. What I love most is the true accent speech recognition. It gives you real-time feedback so your pronunciation actually sounds like a native speaker. With 30 years experience, millions of learners in 25 languages to choose from, like Spanish, also Tagalog, which I'm learning. Rosetta Stone is the go-to for anyone serious about learning fast and retaining it long-term. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founders Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. Starting your business should be simple. That's why I love what Northwest Registered Agent is doing. You can build your entire business identity in just 10 clicks and 10 minutes. Seriously, whether you're launching your first company or your fifth, you get more when you start with Northwest. More privacy, more guidance, and more freedom to run your business from anywhere. They've helped businesses grow for nearly 30 years, and they've got your back. For just $39 plus state fees, Northwest will form your business, create a custom website, and set up a local presence anywhere you need it. Want more? They'll protect your identity by using their address on your formation documents, and their premium mail forwarding gives you a real business address that keeps your home info private, which I have used this service for many years. Don't wait. Protect your privacy, build your brand, and set up your business in just 10 clicks in 10 minutes. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/founders and start building something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/founders. Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Running. So the same scenario here. If you believe in the passion that you have, learn it inside out. Don't just learn the facade, learn the back of the house, learn the front of the house, learn how to speak with people. Just learn, read, understand. You can't have a passion without knowing what you have a passion for. That's how I look at different things. And hospitality, you must either really have thick skin for it because it's really hard, and more importantly, you must have a good passion for it.
I can see that. I get, you know, shout out to all those people that work in hospitality. It is not easy. You have to put up with a lot of things, and then you have to at the same time make everyone's experience, like I was saying before, it's really ride. Their entire vacation or trip is riding on you and your service. But if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, how can they do so?
They're welcome to send me an email, and they can contact farazadadvisory.com. One word.
Amazing. Well, this has been great. I'm super inspired. Maybe one day I'm going to create that hotel and then we can chat about it. You never know.
Always welcome to, my man.
I'll see you out in Switzerland at some time, but I really enjoyed it today. And congrats on the move, all the success. I can't wait to hear from a year from now how just amazing all the things are that you're working on. And thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thank you very much, my man. I appreciate you.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money, like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.